Blog Talk Radio.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, everyone, and this is Lizzie. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Show. We are live today, and I am so, so honored, happy, and privileged to be here broadcasting live with an amazing person that I had the opportunity to stumble upon about, I would say, a year ago. And I'm going to tell our guests how I encounter the famous or the most amazing guy, Ray Comfort. And I have advertised over social media via my Instagram, via my Facebook, and it's going to be on all my platforms because this is so important and this is so pertinent to things that are happening in this world. This is the time to be able to expand and talk about, you know, the most important thing in life, which is our Lord Jesus, and to talk about people's salvation. And I am so happy and honored that I am here with Ray. And thank you to North for him to be able to spare a couple of minutes of his precious time. I know he's been in high demand in this time of days, which is awesome. And I'm thankful of Canada and the U.S., which we have freedom of speech. We can talk about, you know, things that are that matter, which is, you know, our salvation. So I'm thankful to be living in a country like Canada as well, because as you know, there's many places in the world that don't have that freedom, especially now, and things are getting worse. So we are in such a rush time right now, and I'm hoping that you can agree with me. Guys, if you have questions, comments, answers, we are on Instagram right now live, and or here on Blog Talk Radio. You can always call, especially atheist, 319. I am actually a little nervous. 527-6060. Again, it's 319-527-6060 is the number for you to be able to call us in. And you know, you have questions, you doubt, you don't know what's going on. You're in doubt. Where is God in all this? And this is a perfect question. So he is originally from New Zealand. He is a Christian minister, and he has come up with a great place, which I go all the time, is Living Waters publication. He has published many books. He has written, lots of brochures, and he is one of my favorite ministry in the whole world is the Way of the Master ministry, which again, I stumbled upon this about a year ago, and I thought, where have you been? You know, where have you been in my life? Why have I not heard about this before? And a lot of people are very color. They wonder, you know, why is so rush? Why is so serious? Why are you putting me against the wall? And I've encountered that. But without further ado, again, let's welcome him to the show with a wonderful round of applause. Ray, welcome to the show.
After such a nice introduction, I better come up with some goods. Goodness me.
Welcome. What a privilege to have you here with us. It only took me about a year since I contacted, your assistant, and I figured one of those days is going to happen, and this is it. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you, Ray, in Canada, and, you know, you're probably not going to agree with me, and you're probably going to find that this is a bit radical. And I even heard a pastor from a denomination saying, be careful with paper because it contains the coronavirus. So we're very limited to be able to share things. And I've been using social media, the internet, to share, the way of the master, to share your the gospel. So what is your take within regards to paper?
Well, I don't know what the ramifications are and how the virus spreads, but I know people are reticent to take literature or take anything from a stranger. And so I haven't given out tracts for the last 2 or 3 weeks, but I've been very busy witnessing to atheists. I put something out there saying, atheists, you want to talk? Get on the atheist hotline and give me a call and we'll have a chat via Zoom. And so just this morning I spoke to a guy from South Africa, from Australia, and a guy from Germany. And it's been wonderful, but yeah, it's very frustrating not being able to give out gospel tracts. However, and there's a big however, there's a silver lining with this virus. It's making people realize their mortality. You know, we often talk about people having a midlife crisis. There's actually no such thing, because you don't know when your midlife is, because you got to know when you're going to die if you're going to know your midlife. But people are realizing their mortality and being faced with the fact that they're going to die. And where is God? What's the answer? What can I do about it? And our YouTube channel is exploding. We're getting 1 million views every 5 or 6 days. It's on 116 million views. And I think people are fascinated by it and going to it because, well, let me tell you why. I got a dog that I love, and his name is Sam. And Sam is fascinated by dogs. He chases cats, but he's fascinated by dogs. When he sees a cat, instantly he'll chase it. I've never told him cats are the enemy, just intuitive. When he sees a dog, completely different story. His muscles don't go all tense. He'll wag his tail and he'll look at them and be fascinated. And that's because God has put within the dog an understanding, a recognition of his own kind. I didn't take him through an encyclopedia and say, hey, this is a chihuahua, looks a bit like a rat sometimes, and this is a great dane, looks a bit like a horse. He recognizes his own kind no matter how different they are. And we're exactly the same when it comes to human beings. If you ever watch the Super Bowl or some football game and they pan the crowd, you say to your wife or your husband, hey, that looks like Uncle Arthur, look at that. Or look at that lady's hair. Man, that's big. How can the people behind her see? We're fascinated by our own kind, especially talking about life and death. Especially when someone asks the question, are you afraid of dying? We're interested to see how that answer, because everybody's afraid of dying. And this video channel lets people be a fly on the wall. This isn't some sweaty, loose tie preacher holding a Bible, pointing a finger at you. No, this is you looking over the shoulder of someone who's asking these intimate questions about eternity, life and death, and God and heaven and hell. And so it's fascinating. There's an elephant in the room that nobody talks about, stomping on everyone. It's death. And we talk about it. And we're delighted that so many people are tuning in to Living Waters.
The reason that I actually got to know about you, it was actually my brother, which is a deacon and a pastor in a church. He sent, you should check this out. This is wretched. And that led me to you, and I was mesmerized. The first video, Ray, that I saw of you interviewing people in the street and asking those questions, it made me doubt. And made me think, yes, I have stolen, yes, I have steal, and yes, I have lied, and yes, I have used the name of the Lord in vain. So what's going to happen to me being a believer myself, being a Christian myself? So if all of us are making those questions to ourselves, obviously half of the population, I've sent this video to believers, Christians, and people in church, or to pastors, and people that, you know, the first question I ask, do you think you're a good person? I have this lady that I deal with on the weekends on with another business that I have. And the first thing I said, do you think you're a good person? And 90% of the people, I've only encountered one out of since I've been doing this for a year, thanks to you, Ray, that has said, no, I'm not a good person. But I still, and one of the things that I love about you is you always stay focused on your point. Even if the person wants to deviate to other topics, you still maintain the questions, you know, the Ten Commandments. And one of the things that I love about what you do is that you make that person think, and the seed is there. And I was really concerned about that. You know, how do we make that grow? And you said something very important, is that it's not our job to make that seed grow. It is the Lord's job. So we have to let the Lord do the work. You've already done your part. You've already evangelized. You've already put that seed. The rest the Lord has to do. And I love your videos. I watch it pretty much all the time. And I've sent to hundreds of people that I can, every time you need to hear Ray. So right now, obviously, with the paper situation, especially in Canada, and by the way, do you have an association here in Canada that we Christian can affiliate to? Right now, the only one that I know is a brother in Mexico. How about Canada?
No, we used to have an agent in Canada, but it was very difficult because the cost of shipping and the customs for stuff. So people just order through livingwaters.com.
Yeah, I find that everything that you are able to do right now online is the best thing to do, and it will definitely help people that need to hear this word. So when you're talking to, especially to atheists right now about what's going on, and the first question they ask, where is God on this? What is he doing about it? I encounter people that they go, you're right. And that's another thing too. I find people are a little bit more susceptible of listening to you. Before it was like, don't talk to me about religion. I don't want to know. But now that they're seeing everything that's going on, it's at ease. Even a lady that I was talking to the other day at the supermarket, mentioning, God bless you. Are you scared? So they're more willing to talk to you now than before Corona.
Yeah, there's no atheist in a pandemic. They're faced by the fact that that science isn't coming up with the goods. I mean, science is their god, and their god's dead. The scientists don't know what to do. The leaders of the nation don't know what to do. And so we've got to step up to the plate. And my confidence when I speak to people is twofold. Number one, I know everybody has a will to live. Everybody has got in their heart a cry, I don't want to die. And that's because God's placed eternity upon their heart. Everyone's given a will to live. And Hebrews 2, verse 14 and 15 tells us that every single person has a haunting fear of death all their lifetime. The Bible says all their lifetime they're haunted by the fear of death. Well, that's an ally right in the heart of the enemy. We can have that will to live as an assistant to us when we share the gospel. Because who doesn't want to live forever? And anyone that says, I don't want to live forever, don't realize how precious their life is. And the second confidence I have is in the conscience. I have the work of the law written on the heart of every sinner they know right from wrong. And that's because mankind is separate from the beasts. We aren't related to primates. We don't have a common ancestor in primates. We're not primates. We're not animals. We're human beings with a knowledge of right and wrong, a moral understanding given to us intuitively by the God that gave us life. We're created in his image. We're morally responsible. And because the conscience, the work of the law written on their heart, bears witness with the commandments, I have great confidence. I don't argue with people about the existence of God because everyone knows God exists. The heavens declare his glory. Romans 1 says they're without excuse. Every building is proof of a builder. Every painting is proof of a painter. And creation is proof of the creator. So I don't argue with atheists. I go straight to their conscience and say, let's change the dynamic a little bit. May I speak to your conscience? So they say, sure, go ahead. They don't feel threatened. And then I say, do you think you're a good person? And as you said, almost everybody thinks they're a good person. And then I say, well, let's go through the commandments and see if you're a good person. And all I'm doing is imitating Jesus. Mark 10, verse 17. When a rich young ruler ran to Jesus and said, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, why do you call me good? There's none good but God. Human beings have a wrong understanding of what good is. Good is moral perfection in thought, word, and deed in God's book. And the way to show someone they're not good is just do what Jesus did. He said to the rich young ruler, you know the commandments. And then he gave him five commandments. And we do the same thing. We do what Paul did in Romans chapter 2. You who say you shall not steal, do you steal? You who say you shall not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? We just ask questions. How many lies do you think you've told? Ever stolen something? Ever used God's name in vain? Jesus said, if you look at a woman to lust for her, you commit adultery in your heart. Have you ever looked with lust? And they say, yeah, I've done those things. Then you say, well, I'm not judging you, but you've just told me you're a lying, thieving, blasphemous, adulterate heart, and you've got to face God on judgment day. If he judges you by the Ten Commandments, we've looked at four, you're going to be innocent or guilty. And most people say, man, I'd be guilty. So would you go to heaven or hell? And for the first time in their life, they understand that God has given them the death sentence. God has given them capital punishment. The wages of sin is death. After death, the judgment, and they'll end up in hell. And that's when they understand the gospel. Christ died on the cross to take our punishment. We broke the law. Jesus paid the fine. Rose from the dead, defeated death. And if we'll simply repent and trust in him, God will remit our sins, dismiss our case, and grant us everlasting life as a free gift. And you get people saying, man, I've never heard that put so clearly. Thank you so much. It's such a simple gospel, and all we've got to do is do what Jesus did and do what Paul did to make it understandable in the eyes of the ungodly.
That is beautiful put, Ray, and obviously you've done this so many times, and I'm learning with you still. I have to tell you, be completely honest with you, that I still have butterflies when I encounter somebody. You know, I used to be a long time ago in multi-level marketing, and this person used to tell me, you got to tell one person, at least one person a day, you know, about your business, about what you do. And that actually made me realize I need to tell at least one person a day, you know, that their redemption is near, that they need to understand that the Lord wants to save them. And when I was having this conversation with somebody else, you know, tell them about the Lord and tell them, you know, give them the way of the master, better put that way. He said, you know what? I don't think God or Jesus, what you said, he is ever going to come, because you Christians have been talking about this a long time and nothing has ever happened. And that really made me think. And I went home and what am I going to say to somebody like that who was always expecting, you know, for Jesus to come and that's not happening? And then I thought about it and I thought, and maybe you can agree with me. Maybe, and we know that that's not the case, maybe Jesus will not come. But regardless, 10 out of 10, and I learned that from you, dies. Whether it's corona, whether it's cancer, whether it's crossing the street. So what's going to happen to your eternity if you are thinking that Jesus is going to come and doesn't? You still have a destination with your death, with your eternity. You know, what do you think of my answer that way? Because, you know, people are trusting the Jesus' return, and if it doesn't, then all what you said, it's a lie.
Yeah, let me address your butterflies, because I have big flapping butterflies all the time. I battle fear. Every Zacchaeus turns into a Goliath when I want to witness to them. And so what I do is I ignore my fears like a good firefighter. A firefighter has an attitude in his heart. He's not going to be afraid of the smoke. He's not going to be afraid of the flames. If people are dying or they're about to die in a building, he's going to rush in and ignore his fears. And so here's the analogy I use for those of us who have struggles with fear. And I do all the time, as I said. I've open-air preached on soapbox in universities all over the place, literally thousands of times, but I still, every time, it's always there. I say to people, could I get you to jump into a pond that's got big chunks of ice in it, so cold it would kill you within 3 minutes? So it never happened. I'd never do that. Let's say a four-year-old boy fell into the pond and his feet couldn't reach the bottom and he began to drown. You wouldn't hesitate to jump in, because love does that. Love conquers fear. And granted, the waters of personal evangelism are icy cold. But if we love sinners, we'll ignore our fears. The Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. Don't think of yourself. Think of the fate of the ungodly. They're going to be damned in hell. So if you have a problem with fear, don't pray for less fear. Pray for more love, because that's the problem. Now, back to the question. You were saying that people say, hey, Jesus hasn't come yet, and Christians have been saying that. Well, that fulfilling Bible prophecy in Peter, it says that. People will say, where is the promise of his coming? Things have always been the same. But this is what the Bible says. Don't be deceived, for a day to us is a thousand years to us is but a day to the Lord, and God's not impatient. He's patiently waiting, not willing any should perish, but all should come to repentance. When Jesus comes, he's coming in flaming fire. He's coming to render his anger with fury upon the world. And so he's waiting for sinners to perish. He's waiting for that friend that you said. And when you look at Bible prophecy, it shows us we're certainly living in the end of the age. Jerusalem is in the back in the hand of the Jews. Jerusalem is a burdensome stone to all nations. Men's hearts are failing them for fear of the things that are coming upon the earth. There is lawlessness. There's nation rising against nation. There are earthquakes. And so these are fearful times, and the Christian is waiting for the coming of Christ. And as you said, even if he doesn't come in our generation, death has been destroyed for us. I'm 70 years old. I might not last this interview, but death has lost its sting for me. Came into this world alone and empty, but I leave with my hand in the hand of Jesus. And death has lost its sting. I no longer fear death because I'm trusting in the Savior. In the same way, if you're going to jump out of a plane 10,000 feet without a parachute, that would be terrifying. But if someone gave you a parachute, now you can control your fears. Now you can say, now I'm not going to hit the ground at 120 miles an hour on my face. I'm going to land on my feet at 15 miles an hour. And your fear will be in direct proportion to how much faith you have in the parachute. And my fear is in direct proportion as to how much faith I have in Jesus. And I totally trust him. And so I can look at death in the face and say, I will not fear. So I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You're with me and your rod and staff comfort me. So our message is a glorious message to this hopeless, helpless world that's waiting to die. We can say to them that sat in the shadow of death, a light has sprung up, and that's the light of the glorious gospel of Christ.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Ray. I mean, I know also that you're having a conference on May, God willing, if Jesus doesn't come sooner. And I want you to promote this through the Lizzie T Radio here as well for people to participate. There's so much material, guys. And by the way, if there are any atheists listening right now, I'm so encouraging you to call us in 319-527-6060, the number. We still have a couple of minutes. I know we're starting to run out of time. I was given, you know, a short period of time to talk to Ray, but I'm taking advantage of every single second here. And so can you talk about the conference, online conference that you have coming up in May, please?
Yeah, we just had a conference with over 500 people. It was 5 days. Very exciting. We've got one on a Saturday on the date you said. People can just go to livingwaters.com to find out information. It's not expensive. I think it's $25 for the entire day. And we've got 5 very good speakers, Todd Friel, Vodi Bochum, and 3 other good speakers. And you'll really enjoy it. It's a wonderful time of fellowship. And also we've got an online Bible school of more than 20,000 students, 101 lessons on how to share your faith biblically. It's called the School of Biblical Evangelism, and that's at half price at the moment, 101 lessons. Go at your own pace. It's, I think, $75. It's half price at the moment because of the coronavirus. And so it's a great time to build up your most holy faith and take your family through this. Wonderful lessons. On livingwaters.com, you can also listen to free audio tapes, watch our videos completely free, read articles, and there's a stack of stuff on there, all free. And so it's a great place to go, livingwaters.com.
Yeah, I have the link, Ray, through my social media. This show will be posted, or it is posted right now on Facebook / Lizzie T Radio, and then we're live right now on Instagram, and I'm recording, so I'll have it on YouTube. And this is the time, guys. We cannot waste. If you're having issues evangelizing, we just had our meeting with our denomination, my church. We have midday Wednesday prayers, but now we can't get together, so we're doing it over the phone. I have sent your links everywhere. And one of the things that I get from some of the believers, Ray, and I bet you you probably have this reaction as well. And I know it's not nice sometimes what people are saying, but I hear you put people against the wall. It's either this or that. And it's either hell or heaven. There's no way of that. You can't sugarcoat it. And that's what a lot of denominations are doing. You know, I've known so many people that I used to come and used to be a believer, and now they're what's the word that you use?
Backslidden, false converts.
Yes. And even one of the mothers, I sent one of the videos because he is completely turned around into being, evolutionist. And I sent the video about the evolutionist to her so she can send it to the son because he's completely going against what he was brought up to be. And it is serious. I mean, we can't sugarcoat it, and that's what a lot of churches are doing. You can't show the nice part of it because people will backslide, right?
Yeah, well, the issue with people that embrace evolution is nothing to do with the intellect. It's all to do with the morality. What happens is we have a lot of false converts, people who came to Jesus not because they had sinned, but because they wanted to have a happy life and have the God-shaped vacuum filled in their heart and all that stuff that modern evangelism says. And so you get kids making decisions for Christ when they're 5 or 6 with no knowledge of sin. And when the hormones kick in, they notice that women are a better shape than Noah's Ark, and so they leave the church. And that's what's happened. The Bible says they're like a dog going back to its vomit or a pig swallowing in the mire. Their heart has not been changed. They're not truly being born again. And this happened to literally millions of people because of the methods of modern evangelism. We've moved away from the biblical pattern of using the law of God, the Ten Commandments, to bring the knowledge of sin, as Jesus did and as Paul did. And so people can hear a teaching called Hell's Best Kept Secret on the bottom of the homepage at livingwaters.com. Actor Kirk Cameron heard the teaching in 2001, and he called me and wanted to combine ministries because he said it had radically changed his life. And we combined to do a television program that was broadcast for 4 seasons to 190 countries. So it's a radical teaching. It's free. It's called Hell's Best Kept Secret on the bottom of the homepage on livingwaters.com.
I also have to tell you that my mother only speaks Spanish, so I found Hell's Best Kept Secret on SoundCloud. There is a Spanish, Portuguese, and many, many other languages, so I've been sharing that as well. And she was very surprised to hear. She's a very, my best friend, prayer warrior, and a beautiful lady, but she's never heard the concept before, and she's been a believer all her life. And I asked her the question, Mom, do you think you're different? And that's how we started the conversation, and she was able to hear in Spanish, which is great. Now she can share with others, and she actually got to use it a little while ago when the stores were open with another Spanish person, and I was very impressed, very surprised of her, to be able to use it, not to the fullest, but that was a pretty good initiation. So thank you for having that in different languages as well. That really helps people, especially Toronto. We are a very multicultural city where we have people from all over the world. We have Spanish and Portuguese and Chinese and Italians, and the list goes on. So we have churches from different languages all the time here. So this really helps.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. God bless you, Mama.
I know that I've taken a lot of your time, Ray. This has been such an honor to have you here with us, sharing this important message. This is life or death, literally. I see it as more important than coronavirus right now, obviously, because it is your salvation. It's not a temporary solution here. We're talking in eternity. My mom always says, you have two deaths, eternal one and a damn one. So there's always a solution. She always tells me, teaches me that, and I thought that was well put. So this is very important, guys. I'm very disappointed that no one called in. I think some people got a little bit intimidated. We have a couple of people on Instagram right now saying hello. And guys, listen to this recorded because it will definitely change your mind. And anything else, Ray, I know that we're running, we went over the time stipulated, but I thought, I'll keep going until you tell me to stop.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you so much for mentioning the website. We really want to equip Christians to share their faith and help them conquer their fears, and that's why we exist.
And you're doing a great job, and here in Canada, in Toronto, I'll do my best to promote it and to share with everybody that I know, because, it's life or death. It's very, very important. Thank you so much, Ray, and have an amazing afternoon.
And you, God bless, and love to your mom. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was great comfort, everyone. My goodness, this is such an honor to have him here with us, talking about the way that we can evangelize nowadays, especially that we are living very scarce time. You know, your salvation is pretty much what will depend where you go after this, whether it's corona or whether it's cancer or whether it's, you know, things are happening right now. So this is really important. And hope you enjoyed. Check us out. We will have another guest coming up soon, and we'll have some music right now from one of the people that have sent us MP3. So thank you so much. And Instagram, we'll talk to you soon.
Myself convinced that I can fix what already been broken for years. Gone are the better times, or maybe I should see them that way. Self-worth, but everything will fade. temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up higher in city streets full of poverty and the businessmen. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. The poverty and the businessmen passing by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself, no matter what comes in your way. We gotta lift him high, 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 high. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up higher in the city streets full of poverty. And the businessman passing by, I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher.
Hey everyone, that was Kaya Miranda, beautiful gospel singing singer. The song is called Higher, and we are so happy that we're able to play this song. Next up is Ty Waters. He is from Vancouver, rather. Can't even talk today. I'm still very taken back by having Ray Comfort on the line, so I'm don't know what I'm saying right now. Anyhow, Ray Ty Waters with the song Human.
Just for who we are.
all that's left to keep me company again. In a place that I once knew, you left me standing here alone, wondering what did I do wrong to make you walk away. But when the night comes and the rain begins to pour, will you stay with me and come for me a little more?
Everyone was Perfect Lullaby by Ariel Current, and I hope you enjoy. We have one more song before we have to say goodbye, and we'll have a song by Sorrentis, and it's called New Inside Piano Song. New Inside Piano Song, as it's called,
Broken Stars,
Sorrentis, which has been following us for a while now, so I hope you enjoy it.
At 40, I am friendless. A life built around work. My wife loves me but doesn't understand me. My kids think I'm sometimes odd. I've always been the box that needed to be unlocked. My dream was always to understand the key of screaming in words, but everywhere.
And so we're done for today, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. Thanks again. Huge, huge thanks to Ray Comfort, who spared a little bit more time that we had planned. But I thought, you know what? This is so important. It is so pertinent to what's going on. We needed to have him, and we needed to have him speak to this audience that is here listening to a word of comfort. And there is, this is a word of comfort. So by Ray Comfort. And so follow him, livingwaters.com. And if you have any questions or concern, I can definitely pass it into his office. And any information, again, you can always find it at livingwaters.com, which is, they have so much, even on YouTube, that is huge. Also, do not forget to have your to sign up for the seminar that is going to happen in May, which is going to be amazing, and I am definitely planning to partake as well. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening, and we'll be back soon with another guest and another show. Make it a blessed day. Bye-bye for now.
American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new. And now welcome the amazing